veterans running for president. Being in on this here D-Day is going to be worth 250,000 votes back home. Strom Thurmond, quoted in Hadley, The Invisible Primary. The Normandy invasion into Hitler's stranglehold of Europe started on the early morning of June 6, 1944, and the certainty of the Allies' success in establishing a beachhead to defeat Germany became apparent only in the days that followed. Those brutal hours involved hundreds of thousands of combatants. Survivors would commemorate the bloody experience afterward, manifesting dramatic effects not only on the outcome of the war, but on their individual lives and fortunes after returning home. Waves of men parachuted, flew, or came aboard landing boats to face an entrenched enemy. Strom Thurmond, an American soldier from South Carolina, rode into battle in a particularly risky fashion. He was a lieutenant colonel serving in a civil affairs unit that contended with ordinary legal matters. So he convinced a combat unit in the 82nd Airborne to allow him to ride shotgun. He volunteered to leave his army desk job in Great Britain to fly in a glider to Normandy to secure area behind the German beach defenses. He was older, a 41-year-old among younger soldiers, and he elected to ride in the back of an engineless plane, a disposable airborne combat ferry. They landed harder than intended in an apple orchard near Saint-Marie-Glace, and his newly adopted squad was instantly under enemy fire. After engaging in firefights and contending with casualties, he ended up in a foxhole with Captain Stuyvesant Wainwright II, who would later be elected to Congress. Thurmond yelled to Wainwright the words quoted in the epigraph to this chapter, asserting that serving in such a titanic battle would win him 250,000 votes after the war.